New World Symphony, it's different from other orchestras around the country. Can you explain how?
Our name, our real name, is the New World Symphony, America's Orchestral Academy. We are an educational institution. Our players are on fellowship, not just the 80 concerts that we play every year, but learning how to represent the art form as advocates and ambassadors.
The musicians learn to talk to the audience, and talking to the audience seems to be a big part of what New World Symphony is.
If you can make friends with an audience, even with two or three sentences before you play, you start from a different place. And every concert of the New World Symphony begins with a 120-second vignette of a specific player, where they're from, what inspired them.
Well, I started playing the trumpet in sixth grade. I just always loved the sound of it, and I always heard it in movies. And one of my favorite movies is Star Wars, and the beginning of Star Wars is, you know, like a high C by one of the best trumpet players that ever existed. I can still remember, like, looking back on that sound and really wanting to kind of do that. My name is Dylan Gerard, and I'm a trumpet fellow at the New World Symphony.
So that is a real melding of very old art forms, storytelling, with digital technology.
The beauty of digital is that you can integrate the digital expression into the larger presentation of the music. We've commissioned 9 videos at this point. We're rebalancing the fact that we can control the pace of the images based on the performance speed of the players. That's a digital technology that enables us to do that.
And then there's the wall cast.
When I was first describing the wall cast, that we were going to put images on the wall and sound in the park, I said, well, think of drive-in movies for classical music. There are 14 cameras for a wall shoot. There are 167 speakers in the park. There is a level of curiosity on the part of producers and presenters that is far greater than they ever let themselves imagine, even 10 years ago. There are now, seems like, yet a new outlet appears every day for alerting people to concerts. And in the face of that, you have to keep reinventing your branding and your marketing.
And by outlet, you mean social media?
Let me tell the story this way. There was a time, not so long ago, when you could buy an ad in the local newspaper, you could run an ad on the radio, and you could know that you were going to basically get to your entire prospective audience. You can't know that any longer. The very different experiences of the 20-somethings, different from the 30-somethings, from the 40s, each has its own way of experiencing and accessing serious music. So to find them and to deliver an appealing message to them is an enormous challenge in the digital world.
Howard Herring, President and CEO of New World Symphony, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Alicia. It's been great.